This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in three, two, one.
Based on the responses that we had in the survey, growers indicated that they were going to plant 13.6 million acres of cotton in 2012. That's a decline of about 7.5% from the 14.7 million acres that we had planted last year. Normally at this time of year, not knowing where weather's going to go, we would assume an average abandonment of cotton, which runs around 10 to 11%. Given the weather conditions that exist today, though, we have assumed in this outlook a little bit higher than normal abandonment in states such as Texas and Oklahoma. So that gives us a average abandonment across the entire cotton belt of around 20%, or 20% of the acres unharvested. We're assuming yields that are, again, slightly below average in the southwestern U.S. because of weather. But as we put all that together with these plantings, that still has the potential for a crop of around 18.3 million bales. Again, though, the big caveat to that is always the weather. If we do see that crop of 18 million bales, that's likely to lead to an increase of stocks as we go to the 2012 marketing year, even though we expect exports to recover.
Cut two, coming in three, two, one.
If we look across the production regions, we really had changes or declines in each of the four production regions. The Southeast coming in at around 3 million acres, that was a decline of roughly 13%. As we saw acres moving out of cotton and into corn, soybeans, and peanuts. In the Mid-South, we were looking at a decline of approximately 7%. In there, if we look at the survey results, it appeared that a number of those acres were going into corn. In the southwestern U.S., which is where roughly 50 to 55% of the cotton acres are located, they were indicating a decline of approximately 5%. And then out west, the reduction in upland area was around 10%. And then also the majority of our ELS area occurs in California. So if we look at that, ELS acres were off approximately 6% from the 2011 level.
Cut three. Coming in three, two, one.
If we look at the economics that growers are facing this year compared to a year ago, we are looking at lower cotton futures prices. They're off about 20% from where they were a year ago, with December futures in the low to mid-90s, whereas last year they were between $1.15 and $1.20. So while cotton prices are lower, corn and soybean prices are down, but not down as much as cotton prices. So we have a situation where, just looking at relative economics, those price signals were suggesting perhaps a shift away from cotton and into corn and soybeans. The other factor that's coming into play this year is, of course, predominantly in the Southeast. Peanuts is a competing crop with cotton, and we do know that the prices that are being offered for peanuts this year are probably in the range of 15 to 20% higher than what was offered a year ago. Well, certainly, you know, as we saw last year, it's not about what you plant always necessarily. It's about how much you're able to harvest and what the yield is. Texas is coming off a record-setting drought in 2011. There has been some relief in some areas, but still there's some serious concerns that remain. So I do think we have to monitor Texas very closely. Will those drought conditions worsen as we move closer to planting time and into the growing season? And as we look at the potential impact on the U.S. crop, just the situation in Texas alone has the potential to move that U.S. crop around by 2 to 3 million bales, depending on how weather conditions play out.